Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Ches. We're holding on daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the end of the page. Last words on the line are Tanayihi. We're going to back up a little bit to start the conversation again. Ta Amar Rav, that back to the beginning of the of this section. So what? First of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him so much continually for the sponsorship. So the Gemara is going to discuss the implication of Mishnayos sometimes discusses an age with the words V'yom Echad latched on to the end of the age, and sometimes without the word V'yom Echad. So we're going to talk about when do we require Me'eitz Leis, and when do we say that Shalosh V'yom B'Shana is Chashuvim Kishana, that even a part of the year is considered that a full year has passed, or even maybe less than Shalosh V'yom. Then the Gemara is going to give a list of halachos where years have to be Me'eitz Leis, that for a variety of different halachos, it's clear that the years that we talk about are Me'eitz Leis. We're going to go through the list and how we know that it's true about each of the items on the list, and that's going to bring us to the end of the fifth parak. And then Be'ez Hashem will begin the sixth parak, where the Mishnah is going to continue the discussion of the maturation of a woman, the physical maturation of a woman, and it's going to describe the connection between the Simen HaElyon and the Simen HaTachton, that how you know what's going on in one part of the body based on what's going on in the other part of the body. And the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's possible that a Simen Elyon can come before the Simen Tachton, how that's going to be a Machlokas, and we're going to bring Rayas, and then the Gemara is going to tell us on Amud Beis what the source is, that the real Koveya is the Simen Tachton, meaning what defines Gadlus is going to be the Simen Tachton. The Simen Elyon is just that, it's a Simen as to whether the Simen Tachton has actually come. And then the Gemara is going to discuss factors that might cause women to develop differently based on environmental factors or other factors that may cause women to develop differently. And then at the end of the daf, the last sugya on the daf is going to discuss the ne'emanus of a woman to check for simanim, not on herself, but for women to check other women for simanim. So when for legabe, what issues do they have ne'emanus, and legabe, what do they not have ne'emanus? We have machlokas tanaim, and we're going to explain each shita in that machlokas tanaim. Let's just back up again to Amar Rav. So again, Amar Rav Hilchson Kula Pirkin Me'eitz Leis. All of the times that we mention an age in our perek, it always means full years. So when we say Ben Esrim, it means 20 full years. Ula Amar Ditznan Tznan Udzlo Tznan Lo Tznan. No, the Mishnayos that say V'yom Echad, like when it says Ba'Shalosh Shanim V'yom Echad, and all the other Mishnayos other than our Mishnah, you always need Shanim Shlemos. But where it doesn't say V'yom Echad, you don't need Shanim Shlemos. V'yom Echad B'Shana is Chashuv K'Shana. So when it says Ben Esrim, it means into the 20th year. So if a person is 19 years old in one day and does not yet have Shtei Saros, that's a Sris. You don't need to wait till they're a full 20 years old. So says Rav Bishlam al Ula, I understand very well according to Ula, who's mechalik between the different lashonos of the Mishnayos. Hainu d'ktani hachi yom echad v'achalo katani. I understand why some of the Mishnayos will say yom echad, and our Mishnah doesn't say yom echad. El Rav, listening, but according to Rav, why isn't the lashon of the Mishnayos consistent? V'od, another kasha, Tanya, Rav Yosi ben Kippur Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Shnas esrim shiotzim men shloshim yom, that if you have 30 days into the 20th year, Harei Kishna Sesum L'chol Dvareha, that's already considered to be 20 years, and the person is already a Sris if they don't have Shtei Saros. V'chein Horu Rebbe Balud, Shna Shmona Esrei, Sheyatzim Menesh L'Shem Yom. The 18th year, she's already 30 days into the 18th year, Harei Kishna Shmona Esrei L'chol Dvareha, then that's considered to be an 18-year-old. So Bishlam Adarabi Rabbi Yosef Ben Kibra Lokasha, to answer the stira why one of them talks about 18 years old and the other one talks about 20 years old. That's not a kasha. Hakabe Shammai, Hakabe Hillel. Very simply, when Rebbe says that the age of a Sris is 18, that's assuming like Shitas Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur says that the age of a Sris is 20, that's assuming like Shitas Beis Hillel. El Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, this is all going to be difficult, because each one said that one day into, the, or that 30 days into the year is considered like a full year, but Rav said you need Me'eitz Leis. So according to Rav, it's going to be difficult. So says Gemara Tanaihi. So what you have to say is that it's actually Machlokas Tanaim. So you can't ask on Rav from a Braisa, because the Tanaim of the Braisa hold that for the Din Sris you don't need Shanim Shlemos. But the Tana of another Braisa disagrees with them. And Rav Paskins like that. So Rav Paskins that you always need Me'es La'es like the Tana of another Braisa. And our Mishnah, Rav will say, is going like the Tana of the Braisa that you need Shanim Shlemos. But the first kasha is still a kasha. Why doesn't our Mishnah say v'yom echad? So it could be that the Gemara never thinks to answer this kasha because it doesn't think that it's such a strong kasha for whatever reason. Doesn't think that the Mishnayos have to be consistent. That's not enough of a kasha. Why it didn't use this lashon that we would have preferred it to use to reject a shita of Rav. So the Gemara says Tanaihi. How do I know it's machlokes Tanaim? D'tanya, because we have another brisa. Shana amur b'kadshim, when the Pasuk describes the age of an animal that's kosher for a korban, or shana muru bat erichoma, the years that are needed for bat erichoma. If a person sells a house in a walled city that's been walled from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, he could be podid bal karcho of the lokeach within the first year of the sale. He can buy it back even if the lokeach is not interested in selling it back within the first year. Then after the first year, then it's gone forever. Shtei shanim shem steachuza, or the 2 years of steachuza that have a person sells an ancestral inheritance field, he could be podid bal karcho of the lokeach after 2 years. That it's the opposite of like Bateri Choma. That in the first 2 years, the lokeach has to be able to keep it. You can't force him to sell it back. But after 2 years are over, you can force him to sell it back. And Shei Shanim Shem Evad Ivri, and the din of 6 years that an Evad Ivri is supposed to work, Shei Shanim Yavod, the Pasuk says, and then Ubashvi Yetzei Lechav Shechidam, and then in the seventh year he goes free, the Torah tells us. So that's 6 years, V'chein Shem Ben Shem Bas, and also the years that describe at what age a person becomes a Sris or an islandist, Kulan Me'es Leis. All of those years have to be Me'es Leis. Now, when we count years not Me'es Leis, there are two possibilities of how to count them, right? One is Lefi Shnosa Olam, that the year always begins on Echad B'Tishrei, and so if something starts Echad B'Nisan, we would count from Echad B'Nisan until Echad B'Tishrei as the first year, and from Echad B'Tishrei until the following Echad B'Tishrei would be the second year, right? That's one possibility if you're not going to count things Me'es La'es, is to count Lefi Shnosa Olam. The other one would be that it's not Tali on Echad B'Tishrei, but whenever we say Bein Esrim, it doesn't mean 20 full years. It means 19 years and a little bit into the 20th year, or 19 years and a day, 19 years and 30 days. So if you hold Yom Echad B'Shanah, it's 19 years and a day. So the Brice is telling us that all of these things that we're mentioning here don't follow either of those patterns. You count them all Miyom El Yom. You count them all Me'es La'es. So when we say Ben Esrim, it means 20 full years based on the person's actual birthday. But you find throughout Shas both of those alternate possibilities. But this list is Dafka saying that you need full years. So how do I know these things, that all of these items on the list have to be full years? So Shana Amur B'Kachem Minala, and how do I know that when we say that it needs to be an animal has to be a certain age, it means a full year? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kra Keves Ben Shnaso Shalo. So you see, you count the year based on its year, v'lo shana shel minyan olam, and not a shana of minyan olam, meaning you don't count based on Echad B'Tishrei. It's its own year, because if you would count Echad B'Tishrei, you should say ben shana, not ben shnaso. The Rashba raises the question, isn't this Pashut Misvara? A Karman Talmud comes from a Keves ben shana. Pashut says, Kivsei b'nei shana t'mim shnayim liyom olas amid. If you count l'fi shnosa olam, how could they bring a Tamid on Rosh Hashanah? If it was born before Rosh Hashanah, as soon as Rosh Hashanah starts, it's already ben shtei shanim, so it would be possible for a korban tamid. And if it was born on Rosh Hashanah itself, it's possible because it's mechusar zman, because no korban can be brought before it's 8 days old. So isn't it mistaver anyway that obviously you're going to count based on its own years and not lefi minyan olam? So So the Rashba answers that this drasha is needed according to the Shita that Minyan Hashana begins from the time of the Hartza'a, from the time that the Behema is Ru'il Karban, meaning from the eighth day of its Leda. So the Keves, that's Yom Shmini Shalom, is on Rosh Hashanah. It's not considered considered to be Ben Shnaso on Rosh Hashanah, not a Ben Shtei Shanim, and it might have been kosher for a Karban Tamid. So that's what we're saying. Shana Amur Batei Arichoma Minolam. Back in the Gemara, how do I know that the Shana that we talk about by Batei Arichoma, that within the first year you can force the buyer to sell it back to you? How do I know that means 1 year from the date of the sale? Because Amar Kra, the pasuk says Atom Shnas Mimkaro Shalo Velo Shasha Minyanolam. So again, it's Mimkaro Shalo, but not Minyanolam. So both of these first two drashos are coming to Lafuke, the possibility that we go by the calendar, right? Not Lafuke, the possibility that we go Yom Echad B'Shana or Shloshim Yom B'Shana, but Lafuke, the possibility that we go by the calendar, which makes a lot of sense, because if you're talking about 1 year, it's very unlikely that 1 year would mean one day, right? Then we would just say 1 day. So you wouldn't say Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashuk B'Shana when the whole thing is just 1 year. So obviously it's coming Lafuke, the possibility that you go by the calendar. How do I know that the 2 years by Stei Achuza also mean two full years? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says we darshan that someone who sells his field is not allowed to be poded until 2 years have passed. You got to let the lokech keep it for 2 years, because it says shnei tavuos. So shnei tavuos means the years of tavuos, and since it says it as a lashon of shnei, which is a lashon rabim, and doesn't say how many, so it must mean 2 years, because two is the smallest rabim that you ever have. But it says tavuos, so it sounds like you're selling all of the tavuos, all of the harvests of 2 years. So it's pashut, you know, obviously it's all the harvests of the 2 years. No, but what it's telling me is pamzat to mokar shlosha tvuos b'shtei shanim. Sometimes there are more than two harvests in 2 years, and sometimes you're going to be selling three harvests in 2 years. How can you have three harvests in 2 years? It must be that it's two full years, and you sell the field for lamashul on echad be'elul, and it's full of peros, so the lokech gets the peros that are in that field on echad be'elul, and he eats the peros of the next year before Elul, and then the peros of the next year he harvests it before Elul. So by the time you get to Echad be'Elul, 2 years later, he's already had three harvests, because you bought the field before it was harvested, and then you harvest the field before the second year anniversary of when you bought the field, and that way you'll have three harvests. So the only way to do that is if you're counting me'es leis. If you're going to say shloshim yom b'shana chashuv k'shana or something like that, then you would never be able to get three harvests in just 2 years. Sheishan sheba eved ivri minalan. How do I know that the 6 years of an eved ivri also means me'es leis? So I'm across sheishan mi'avod uvashviyas. And we put the comma there, even though it's not really where the comma belongs, right? So sometimes that's a style of drasha, that it's sheishan miyavod, right? Instead of vashviyas, he goes free, sheishan miyavod uvashviyas, comma. That he works for 6 years and in the seventh, meaning vashviyas na miyavod. So that's how we dash in the pasuk. So how does that make sense? That on the one hand, the pasuk tells us he works for 6 years. So what does it mean he works in the seventh year? Ooh, but if you count meis leis, it will span over seven calendar years that he's going to be working. So if he sold a Nisan when Tishrei comes, he's already into his second calendar year, even though it's only 6 months into his service. So when you have full 6 years of a service, that spans over seven different calendar years. Sheben Shabbas, the Mahilchsab. Then when we added the example of the you need Me'es Leis, you need full years, when we talk about Shebeben Shebebas, what does that mean? Which halachos of boys and girls, or of men and women? Some Rav Gidol Rav, Le'inyan HaRav. It's talking about when you accept to pay the erech of somebody, where you pay a set amount that's determined in the Torah based on gender and age, that the erech of a zachar miben esrim shana ad ben shishim shana is chamishim shkalim, and of a nekeva is shloshim shkalim, miben chamesh ad ben esrim is 20 shkalim for a male and 10 shkalim for a woman. So when one might have thought Ben Chamesh means that 4 full years, and he's in his 5th year, and Ben Esther means the same thing. So that's why the Brisa tells us that no, it's Shanim Shlemos Me Eis La Eis. Rav Yosef Amar Lepirkin Diel Tzidof, and Rav Yosef says no, that's not what Ben Shabbas means. It means what we're talking about, the halachos in Yotzidof, and that even if it doesn't say V'yom Echad, like when it says Ben Esrim and Bas Esrim by Yisris and by an islandess, it means 20 full years. Samalei Abaye, mi pligas. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, do you disagree with Rav in halacha? Meaning, do you hold that when you say that it's about Yotzi Dofen, do you hold that by Arachin it's not true, that it doesn't have to be full years? Amalei, so Rav Yosef said back to Abaye, lo, hu amar chadavan, amar chadav lo pogina. No, we just each give different interpretations of what the Brisa meant when it gave this example, but we agree in halacha that in both cases you need me'es le'es, v'achinami mistavra, and you have to say that it's not a machlokas. If you're going to tell me that they're arguing manda amar la arachin lo amar liyotzidofen, and then the Rav who says that the din is talking about you need full years for arachin but not for the inyanim that we're talking about over here of Swiss and islandness, so vahamar Rav hilchsa b'kula pirkin meisleis, but that would be inconsistent because Rav says that the halacha in our entire parak, including about a Swiss and islandness, is that you need full years. So it would be a stira in Rav, because Rav says that it's talking about that it was talking about arachin. So if you held that it's dafka not the halachas of Yotzi Dofen, how come Rav over here says that it's me'is le'is in the parak of Yotzi Dofen? So el lemandi amar arachin, my time alone with Yotzi Dofen. So why would you touch up the brisa to be talking about arachin and not to be talking about Yotzi Dofen? Meaning, if the halacha is true by both, when the brisa says the words shebeben v'shebebas, why would you dafka want to touch it up to be about arachin and not to be about yotzei dofen? So dum yudahanach, because he'll say, well, look at the rest of the list. Malahanach deksivan, avhaninami deksivan. All the other items on the list are dinim that are written beferush in the Torah. So arachin is an inyan that the ages are written beferush in the Torah. Yotzei dofen, it doesn't say anywhere beferush in the Torah at what age a person is determined to be an islandess or a sris. So just to be consistent in the list, we're only listing that which is beferish in the Torah. The Idach and Rav Yosef, who did not want to say that it's talking about Arach, and he thinks it's more likely that it's talking about Yotzei Dofen, Hai Shebeben v'Shebebas, Shebezachar v'Shebenekeva mibayilei. When it comes to Arach, it has nothing to do with being young, with being a ben or a bas. It has to do with gender at any age, male, female, whatever age, because arachin goes through a person's whole life, they'll have a different erech. So it should have used shebezachar v'shebenekeva, not the words shebeben v'shebas. So the lashon of our Mishnah suggests that we're talking about a ben esrim or a bas esrim as far as sris and islandness. Amar Rabbi Zvar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi El Azar, halacha Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, sha'amar mishum Rabbi Eli Ezer, that you don't need full years when it comes to Sris. The 20th year, that's 30 days into the 20th year, is already considered that he's at the age of a Sris if he doesn't have Shtei Sa'aros. That's how he paskin. So I'm Rabbi Zera just comments, Ezka ve'esek ve'egmar l'shmaita mipume demara. Ooh, I wish I can go to Eretz Yisrael and I'll hear that which I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani in the name of Rabbi Lazar, directly from Rabbi Lazar himself. So Kisal Gashkel Rabbi Lazar, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he met Rabbi Lazar. Samalei, Amrit Halach Rabbi Yosef ben Kifar. He says, "Ooh, did you really say it? Did you say that the Halach is like Rabbi Yosef ben Kifar, that 19 years and 30 days is considered that he's already 20 years old?" Amalei, Mistaver Amri, Midulukuli Pirkin Tani V'Yom Echad V'Achalokat Tani Shramina Mistaver Kavasei. He said, "Yeah, it wasn't a Mesora that I had. It was just reading the Mishnayos. All the other Mishnayos say V'Yom Echad when they describe the age. So that means it's got to be full years. But this one doesn't say V'Yom Echad. It just says 20 years. So I assume that must mean something different, so it must mean 30 days into the year. Why did he dafka need to go to Eretz Yisrael to dafka hear this shmua from Reb Lazar directly? So Reb Lazar ben Pedas was one of the chashuvi amorayim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Aruch Lener says that he raises this question: why does he dafka have to hear it from Reb Lazar? And he explains that Rabbi Zera was bothered by a stira in Reb Lazar, because over here he says that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to sris, but earlier in the Masechta on Daf Ches, Reb Lazar said that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, ba'arba'a dvarim. And this is not one of the arba'a dvarim, that he said that in general we only paskin like Rabbi Eliezer for four things. And he didn't have this on his list, so he wanted to figure out which comment of Rabbi Lazar is to be taken literally. So Rabbi Lazar says that he never said halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer v'shnei Swiss, because he doesn't have a Kabbalah that's the halacha, so it's not a stira. Meaning he says, yes, I paskin what Rabbi Eliezer says over here, but not because I have a Kabbalah that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, just because that's my call and how to read the Mishnayos, not because I have a Kabbalah that we necessarily paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But it seems to me that Rebbe arranged the Mishnayos Dafka in such a way to make it look more like Rabbi Eliezer. But in the other four things, we have a specific Kabbalah that Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer. So that's what he was able to clear up for him. And that's why he Dafka wanted to ask him, because it seemed that there was a stira. So Adin Lach Yotei Dov, and now we begin Perek Basimin. So we've been talking about the Simanei Elyon and what they look like when a woman develops the simanim on the top part of her body. So now the Mishnah says, "Basim in hatachton ad shelo baha elyon ochal etzisom misyavenes." If a woman has the simanim on the lower part of her body come in before any simanim on the top part of her body, she has a full din of a gedola. So if she's a yavama, she could do chalitza, she could do yibum, right? She's not. She has a full din of a gedola. By chalitza, the Torah says, So the Gemara darshins that only a gadol could do chalitza and not a katan, and we make a hekesh isha l'ish. So the isha also can only do chalitza if she is a gedola. In Yevamos, there's another shita, Maseches Yevamos Daf Kofei, the shita of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that we don't make a hekesh between isha l'ish. And according to that shita, a katana can do chalitza, but our Mishnah is assuming that neither the Chacham nor Rabbi Meir, as we're about to see, hold that way. That both the Chacham and Rabbi Meir will hold that a katana cannot do chalitza. So when we say chaletzes, it means that we're declaring that this woman is a gedola. Now by yibum, it doesn't say ish in the Torah. So really, me'ikra din, both a katan and a katana are ru'uyim to do yibum. But according to Rabbi Meir, a katan and a katana cannot be miyabim because of we're choshesh that shemayim tzasris, that the boy might be a Sris or the girl might be an islandist where they're not able to have children, and the halacha is that anyone who's not royal holded is excluded from the parsha of Yibum, because the pasuk says by the parsha of Yibum, so there has to be a Bechara Shatelid, there has to be the possibility of a child being born. So that's why Rameir would hold it's usher for them to do Yibum if he's a Katan or she's a Katana, because we don't know that they're capable of having children, and it's too risky. You're violating an Isser Kares if you're Baal Eish HaSachiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. So why are we Choshesh for such a thing? Because Rameir, this is Rameir L'Shitaso in Gan Shas, that Rameir is Cheshin L'Miyuta, that even though only a minority of people are actually an islandist or a Sris, he's Choshesh until we know better that we have to be Choshesh that the child is an islandist or a Sris. The Chachamim say that we're Holchanach HaRov, we're not Choshesh L'Miyuta, and therefore a Katan or a Katana can do Yibum. So when it says over here that since she's a gedola, o chaletzes o mis yavemes, the chiddush is o chaletzes. But as far as because chalitza really does depend whether she's a gedola or not. That everyone agrees in our mission that she's got to be a gedola for chalitza to happen. But as far as omis yavemes, so the chacham would say you don't need to be a gedola for a yibum. So omis yavemes is not really the chiddush. She could do yibum even if she's not a gedola. So says the Mishnah Vayter, ba elyon achlo ba tachton. What if the simanim on the upper part of the body have come in, but not the ones on the lower part of the body? Af pishi yevshar, even though it's not possible that that would ever happen. Ramei ramelo chalitza omis yavemes. Rameir says that she's a katana because the simon tachton is the koveya, and therefore she cannot do chalitza and lomis yavemes according to Rameir because we're choshesh lemiyuta, right? Not that fundamentally a katana can't do yibum, but that we're afraid that she might be an islandist, and that's why she can't do yibum. The chamom and the chamom say ochalatz lomis yavemes, even though the simon tachton is the koveya, she has the full din of a gadola, she can do chalitza or yibum, because mepesh amru efshal atachton lava atshloba elyon, avli efshal elyon lava atshloba atachton. That it's possible that the siman atachton will come in before the siman elyon, but it's impossible that the siman elyon came in and the siman atachton is not there. So the whole case that you're describing, that you notice that there is a siman elyon, but there's no siman atachton, you got it wrong. There definitely was a siman atachton, and therefore she's definitely a gedola, and therefore she could do chalitza. And obviously, according to the chum, she could do yibum also, because even if she were a katana, according to the Chavim, she's allowed to do Yibam because we follow the Rov. We're not choshesh that she might be an islandess. So it says Gemara, afal pi she'i efshar v'lo ba. Meaning, we gave a case. We said the Siman Elyon came without the Siman Tachton. So what do you do in that case? Gemara says, afal pi she'i efshar, even though it's not possible. What do you mean? In the case we just gave, it happened. So what do you mean it's not possible? So it says Gemara, ba le Rabbi Meir, afal pi she'i efshar le Rabbanan. What we mean to say is that the Elyon can come before the Tachton according to Rabbi Meir holds that that's possible, even though the Rabbanan hold that that's impossible. Meaning there's a machlokas and metzius, whether it's possible for such a thing to happen. Okay. Excuse me. So says the Gemara, V'lisni ba'a elyon, Rameyram lo chaletes lovus yavemes, v'chamam lo chaletes omes yavemes. Why doesn't the Tana just say it much more succinctly, much more to the point, that if the elyon comes without the tachton, so Rameyram says, no chalitza, no yibum, and the Chum say, yes chalitza, yes yibum. And you have to say the words, afal pi she'i efshar, v'ana yadana mishum di efshar hu, and I'll figure out on my own, that the Chum must be assuming that the tachton has already come in. Otherwise, why in the world would they consider it to be like a gedola? So I also would have understood that Rav Meir disagrees and he holds that it's efshar shiyavo elyon lefnei hatachton, and that's why he doesn't consider her to be like a gedola. So the Ritva raised the question, why is that so obvious? Why would I have necessarily assumed that? Couldn't I have naturally assumed that the reason for the Chachamim is that the Siman Elyon is a Siman Gadlus on its own? Meaning, who says that just because the Chum would say, Ba'a Elyon, not Shlo Ba'a Tachton, that she's a gedola, that means that the Tachton has to have come in? Maybe it means that they hold that the Siman Elyon is Koveya, and that you don't need a Siman Tachton. So it says, no, there's no suffix about that, that the Tachton is the Koveya. We'll see soon in the Gemara, it has to be that the Tachton is the Koveya. The Marsha says that there's another way to have explained it, that when the Chum say, O Chalat Zomis Yevemes, it's not because she's a Gedola, but it's because we assume like Rabbi Yossi, that a Katana could do Chalitza, right? The Sheet of Rabbi Yossi in Yevamos, that for some reason we're assuming neither of the Tanaim in our Mishnah hold, that even a Katana could do Chalitza, because they don't make the Hekish between an Isha and an Ish. So the Marsha says, no, but then you wouldn't need Siman Elyon either. She could always be a Chalat Zomis Yevemes. You don't need any Simanim. By Dafka, the fact that we're setting up the case as you had the Elyon but you didn't have the Tachton, so it makes it sound like she does have to reach some sort of stage. So says Mar Ilo Tana Af Pishi Efshar, had it not said the words Af Pishi Efshar, Hava Mina Rov Nashim Tachton Asibiresha Umiyut Elyon Asibiresha, I would say, you know, most women develop a Siman Tachton first, but some women develop a Siman Elyon first. And the Mishnah is talking about a woman that you see that develops a Siman Elyon, but we don't know whether there's a Siman Tachton or not. So it's all a matter of whether you rely on Rov. And Rameir is Choshish Lemiyuta, that maybe this woman, even though she has a Siman Elyon, maybe she doesn't have a Siman Tachton. And the Rabbanon are Lishita some, that they're not Choshish Lemiyuta. But that's only if you don't know what's going on in the Tachton. But if they are bodeker and they see that there is no Siman Tachton, maybe the Rabbanon will be Modu to Rameir that the Siman Elyon came before the Siman Tachton, because that sometimes happens, and maybe this has been proven to happen. So Kamash Malan Di'efshar. That's why it has to tell me that no, the Chum mold that it's Efshar that the Elyon would come without the Tachton, and therefore Vaday Asiyam Intru Denasar. If you're not finding Siman Tachton when the woman already had Siman Elyon, it means that it was there but it had fallen out, and that's why you don't see it. So says Mar Bishlam Rameir, Haynu Duxiv Shadayim Nachonu Sarech Tzimeach. I understand the Pasuk in Yecheskel, according to Rav Meir, that describes the Siman Elyon before it describes the hairs growing the Siman Tachton. El Rabbanan Ibchami Bayle, but according to the Rabbanan, the Pasuk should have described it in the reverse, because the Siman Tachton always comes first. No, what it means to say is that when it's Shadayim Nachonu, when there is a Siman Elyon, then you know that Sa'arech Tzimeach, then you know that for sure there already is a Siman Tachlos. So it's not describing the order that it happens, it's describing the order of your knowledge, that when you see a Siman Elyon, now you know that it must already be that there's a Siman Tachlon. So this idea that Remeir's Choshes Lemiyuto, we find it all over Shas. Tosos Maseches Chulin and Daf Yud Beis says that really it's only a Din Midrabanan. The Midar Reis, even Remeir, is Somich on the Rov, Acher Rav Lahato, Somich Midrabanan, that he's Machmir to be Choshesh Lemiyuta. The Gemara over there, and the Gemara we had previously over here, also tells us that there are certain cases where a mayor follows the Rov as well. Like if there's a mitzvah that you can't do unless you rely on the Rov, then you would follow the Rov. Achilas Karm Pesach. You rely on the Rov that it's not a trefa, right? Because it has to, you have to keep it whole, so you can't check for all the trefos. So you have to rely on the Rov. And Rameir is, furthermore, Tos points out, Rameir is only choshesh for Mira Matsui. But Mira She'enu Matsui, that he's not going to be choshesh. A tiny, 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 tiny chance, he's not going to be choshesh for. That's what the Gemara in Yevamah says, that a miut of a miut, Rameir is not choshesh. So the Aruch Nedar says, oh yeah, if that's the case, over here by the chashash of the Yibum, isn't this a miut of a miut? Because even if she was Vadaya Katana, why is it that a mayor holds a katana cannot be Misya Vemes? Only because she might be an islandess, right? So it's a miyuta de miyuta over here. Because the ikra chash that she's a katana over here is only a miyut. I mean, what are we saying? She had simen elyon. 90% of the time when a woman has a simen elyon, it means she has a simen tachton. Oh, but a mayor is choshish, maybe she doesn't have simen tachton. And if she doesn't, so what? She might also be an islandess. That's a miyuta de miyuta. Rameir is not choshesh le miyuta de miyuta. Rameir is only choshesh for a single miyut. So that's what the Aruch Nedar suggests, that since Rob Nashim, when they get to the age of godless, they already have a siman tachton, the fact that she doesn't have a siman tachton when she reached the age of godless makes the suffix whether she's an islandess like a suffix hashakel. So it's not a miut of a miut, it's only one miut that Rameir is being choshish for, that she may not have simen tachton, even though she has simen elyon. And if she doesn't have simen tachton, then it's a coin flip whether she's an islandess or not. That's how the Aruch Nedar suggests to read this. Okay, back in the Gemara, Bishlam of the Rameir, I understand very well according to Rameir that the simen elyon can sometimes come before the simen tachton. That's why the describes in Sefer Yecheskel Ba'asos Mi Mitzrayim Dadayich Leman Shdei Nu'urayich. We're assuming Shdei, it means to be mashlich, that it's to grow out, like the hairs grow out. So the upper simanim are described before the lower simanim. El Rabbanan Ibchami Ba'ilei, but according to the Rabbanan, it should have been in the reverse order. So Achi Kamar, Kivin Shabo Dadayich, Biyadua Shabo No'urayich. So again, the same type of answer, that once you have the Simen Elyon, then you know that the Simen Tachlon is there. V'yiba Yisema, My Shdei, Kula B'dadim Ksiv, or Shdei is also referring to the Simen Elyon. V'achi Kamar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and Hashem is telling the Jewish people the following. Kodesh Baruch is telling Klal Yisrael, Ikrafu Dadayich Lo Adartabach Ishtadu Dadayich Nami Lo Adartabach. When your breasts grew a little bit, you didn't do tshuva for your evil deeds, and when they grew fully, you still didn't do tshuva for what you did wrong. Meaning, Kodesh Baruch is saying, I was expecting Klal Yisrael, as you mature, that you're going to do tshuva. So you grew up a little bit. Ooh, maybe this will be the year that the child matures, I still didn't do tshuva. And even though physically you're growing up, it seems that you're not doing any tshuva. Okay, Dukuli Alma Mia Atachton Samchinen. Everyone seems to agree, though, that the real simon that really determines whether she's a gedola is a simon atachton. So Minalan, where do we know that from? So meaning the whole machlokus was about what assumptions we can make about the simon atachton when we see the simon elyon. But the real koveya is the simon atachton. How do I know that that's the real koveya? So Amar Krad, the pasuk says, Ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam. So hish ha'kasav isha lish l'kalon shen shabatara. So we make an equation between men and women. So ma ish b'simen echad, af isha b'simen echad. So just like a man, it's obviously only one simen, because a man doesn't have a simen elyon. So by a woman also, it's only one simen. Ve'ema ohai ohai. But still, maybe it's one or the other. How do I know that it's that the one simen is dafka simen tachton? Maybe you're right. A woman only needs one simen, but maybe either simen would be good enough. So ki'ish, ma ish tachtam lo elyon, af isha tachtam lo elyon. No, because to make the comparison to an ish work, it's got to be that it's dafka tachto, not an elyon. Tani na mihachi, amr blaz rabbi tzad, kachoy mfarshim biyavne, va amru, kivan shabbat tachton, shuv in mashkichin al elyon. That once the siman tachton comes, we don't care about the siman elyon, because she is vaday e gedola, as soon as there is a siman tachton. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, benos krachim tachton v'maher lavo, m'nei sheregilos b'mrechatzaos. That girls from large cities, the siman tachton will come before the siman elyon, because they spend a lot of time in bathhouses, and that promotes growth of hair when one spends a lot of time in bathhouses. And even though it was brought about from an outside source, but it is part of a natural process, and therefore it's considered a simen, it's not considered a shuma. Benos kfarim, women from small villages, elyon mimar lavo, mnesha tochnos berichayim. The simen elyon will come first, because they grind a lot in the mills, and that causes the constant exercise of their arms, causes their simen elyon to develop more quickly than the simen tachton. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is disagreeing with both the Chachabim and Rav Meir in our Mishnah, because neither one made a chilik between Benos Krachim and Benos Kfarim. The Chachim just hold that the tachton always comes first, and the Rav Meir holds that it could come first, the elyon could also come first, but not based on any criteria of where the person lives. For anybody, it could come first. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Benos Ashirim Tzad Yemin min mimaher lavo shenishof ba'afkirisusan, that when it comes to benos ashirim, to wealthy women, the right side of the body develops before the left side, because they hang some sort of cloth on the right side. But benos aniyim, but when it comes to the poor people that don't have this cloth, this handkerchief, this sudar, tzad smol mimar lavo mimnei sheshoavos kademayim aleihem. The left side develops first because they schlep jugs of water on their left side. Or because they carry their younger siblings on their left arms, on their sides. So that's what causes that side to develop first. It's unclear why they would carry things on their left side. The Aruch Lener says what the nafkamina of all this is. Also, which side develops first. Meaning, I understand you want to tell me some elia and some tachta. I need to know if the girl is a gadola. Who cares which side of her body develops first? So the Aruch Lener suggests that Rav Shimon Elazar holds up by benos hashirim that tzad yamin is b'mar lavo before the siman tachton. And therefore, even though normally you assume when siman elyon came, siman tachton must be there, but if it's only the right side of siman elyon, so don't read too much into it that it relates to siman tachton. And also, when it comes to bagrus, to the age of bagrus, that's based on the size of the siman elyon. So that's not going to help for the ashirus on the tzad yamin, or for the anios mitzad small, right? Only on the one that's developing naturally. So those are the nafkaminas in knowing these things. Tan rabban tzad small kodem tzad yamin, that the left side develops before the right side. Rabbi Chinen ben Achi Rabbi Yishua Omer may olam lo kodem tzad small tzad yamin chutz me achas sheisu bishkunasi shekodem tzad small tzad yamin v'chazalei sanam. He says, no, it doesn't really happen. It happened once, and then it went back to being normal. It went back to a smaller size, meaning it reversed itself, because it's not normal for one side to develop before the other side. Tan rabban kol nivdakos nivdakos al pinashim. When a woman has to be examined for simanim, women do the examination, and we trust them. V'cheinu Rabbi Elazar Moser li'ishto, Rabbi Shmuel Moser li'imo. Rabbi Elazar would ask his wife to do these bedikos of the women, and Rabbi Shmuel would ask his mother to do the bedikos of the women. Now, generally speaking, eilech anem bisurin ni'isha is ne'eman on the matters of Yisurin. But this isn't matters of Yisurin. This is a davar shaberva. In davar shaberva bachs mishnayim, l'chari yishanit kasher edim. So the Ramban says that this is not a din of edos. We believe a woman because there's a chazaka that the woman is a gedola, because a person would not be meshaker on something that's a sidin ligalos, that a person would not lie about something that you might catch them on their lie. So there's a chazaka that she's telling the truth, so it doesn't work me din amanas, it works me din chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda omer lefnei perek ula achar perek noshim bodkos hasan. If a girl is under 11 years old and you need to check, or if a girl is over 12 years old and you need to check, so that we trust women to check for. But tocha perakei nashim bot kol susan shein masin sfeikos al pi nashim. But within the 11th year, from the within the 12th year, from the age of 11 to 12, women cannot be trusted to check because they're not be neman to be matir sfeikos and say that she's a gedola, that she could do chalitza or that and be able to marry whoever she wants. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if she grows two hairs b'tocha perak, that's a simin and she would actually become a gedola. Rabbi Shimon Amar af tocha perak nashim bot kol susan. Rabbi Shimon says even tocha perak women could be bodik. V'nemenes yisha lahachmir avalo lahakel. The nemenes of nisha is to be machmir but not to be mekel. Ketzad, what does it mean to be machmir not to be mekel? So gedoli hi shalotimain. If she can say that, oh, she has sa'aros and therefore she's a gedola, so she can no longer do miyun, meaning a chumra. Ketana hi shalotachlot. She's nemenes to say, no, this woman's still a katana and therefore she cannot do chalitza. Avlei nemenes lomar katani shetimain ugedoli shetachlot. But she cannot say the reverse. She cannot say, "Oh, she's a gadol, and therefore she can do chalitza," or "She's a katan, and therefore she can do miyun." Amar Rabbi Yudah Amar Lefnei Perak Lachar Perak Noshim Bodkel Susan. We said at a very young age, and after the age of 12, women are bodek. So Bishlam Lefnei Perak Vaya Bedika Di Mishtachi Lachar Perak Shuman Ninu. I understand why you would do bedika at a young age, because if you see hairs, you know that they're nothing; that it's only a shuma. So if those same hairs remain later, you know that those are only a shuma. Eliachar Perak Lamali Bedika. Why do you need to do bedika when she's already definitely a gedola? You could assume that the chazaka is that she has simanim. So kiamarav chazaka lemiun, avil chalitza by a bedika. We only rely on the chazaka when it comes to miun, which is a din drabban. But when it comes to chalitza, we require a bedika. We don't rely on the chazaka to matir to do chalitza. Okay, but Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with tocha perak ein nashim.